From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term ends on Thursday. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Mr. Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. Thousands of people, including cabinet ministers, are fleeing the country. The central market in Banjul was deserted Wednesday amid a heavy police presence throughout the downtown area. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shaghati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shaghati, who commands Iraqi counterterrorism forces, called the success of Iraqi forces unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. Officials say dozens of people were killed in northern Mali Wednesday by a suicide bombing inside a camp housing hundreds of former rebels and government fighters. Witnesses said the blast happened inside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. Mali's former foreign minister said those who carried out the attack would be found. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama, holding his final news conference as president on Wednesday, explained the reasoning behind his commutation of a prison sentence of an Army intelligence analyst who leaked military documents. Mr. Obama said Chelsea Manning had served a longer sentence than others convicted for similar crimes and that Manning had accepted responsibility for the crime.
The sentence that she received was very disproportionate relative to what other leakers had received, and that she had served a significant amount of time, that it made sense to commute and not pardon her sentence.
Mr. Obama said the transition with the Trump team has been cordial. He declined to discuss the boycott of Friday's inauguration ceremonies by more than 20 Democratic lawmakers. U.S. Senate confirmation hearings for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions in his administration are underway. Meanwhile, a Senate panel has approved General James Mattis to run the Pentagon. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Trump's choice for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been moved to an intensive care unit at a Houston, Texas hospital. A spokesman says he is resting comfortably following a procedure to protect and clear his airway. The spokesman also said Mr. Bush is stable and will remain in the ICU for observation. Former First Lady Barbara Bush was admitted to the same hospital on Wednesday as a precaution after experiencing fatigue and coughing. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections. American intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did make an effort to influence the November U.S. presidential election. Biden accused Russia of trying to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their spheres of influence. Biden also sought to reassure NATO countries that the U.S. remains committed to the alliance.
After World War II, and the single greatest bulwark for our transatlantic partnership is the unshakable commitment of the United States to all of our NATO allies. It is a sacred obligation we have embraced that an attack on one is an attack on all.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.